Jim Stroud here. Welcome to the It's All Recruiting podcast with music by Blue Dolly. You ever watch Jimmy Kimmel Live? It's one of those late night talk shows. Very funny. Well, Jimmy Kimmel has this thing he does where he gets celebrities to read mean tweets that were sent to them. It's pretty funny. I'll leave a link to some of them in the podcast description. Well, as I was listening to some of these mean tweets, I couldn't help but wonder, what would it be like for recruiters to read the mean tweets directed to them from people who had negative experiences with recruiters? If they did, it might sound something like this.
I hate recruiters! Hate, 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 hate! I'd rather be contacted by a telemarketer.
Recruiters suck! Job searching sucks! But recruiters suck way more.
To whoever shared my email address with recruiters recently, I hate you.
Man, recruiters have developed some pretty impressive Jedi mind tricks. Too bad people worth recruiting are immune to Jedi mind tricks.
I hate when recruiters send me a message about a job without even looking at my profile. Really? I hate it.
Guess what? All of what you have just heard was true. All of those quotes were taken from a Twitter search, and believe me, I could have shared a whole lot more. As I reflect on all of those tweets, all of that angst being directed at the recruiting industry, I have to ask, why? I want to give a tip of the hat to Jeremy Roberts, who shared this really cool tool with me. It's called WhatDoesTheInternetThink.net. I think I read it on one of his blog posts. When you enter in a search term like bacon, for example, the site checks Google, Yahoo, and Bing to gauge how people feel about bacon. By the way, sentiment is overwhelmingly positive about bacon. Bacon. Can you guess how the internet feels about recruiters? Well, overwhelmingly negative, to the tune of 98% negative. Ouch! Again, why? You know what would be cool? It would be cool if someone were to fill a room full of recruiters, then gather a panel of highly sought-after candidates like software engineers, data analysts, STEM people. The kind of people recruiters just salivate over. And then once this panel was assembled, these highly coveted professionals would just vent all of their frustration, all of their angst about the negative experiences they've had with recruiters. And I mean, hold nothing back. That would be cool. You know what? Actually, somebody already did that. A friend of mine, Glenn Cathy. Hey Glenn, what's up? Glenn Cathy led a panel at a SourceCon conference, and it was very well received. It was very well done. It lasted about an hour or so, but it could have easily have gone 90 minutes to 2 hours. And as I sat there listening to all of these highly sought-after candidates vent to all the recruiters in the room, I was feverishly taking notes. And I know I didn't get everything, but I want to share with you some of the notes that I did take. A question was, I think this was the first question that Glenn asked, do you have a LinkedIn profile? And if so, do you check it? Well, everyone had a LinkedIn profile on the panel, but not all of them checked their LinkedIn messages. The tendency for one person in particular was to check daily when they were in job hunting mode or sporadically to check in on their connections. Someone else on the panel reviewed their messages only so that they could assist their network connections find jobs, which I thought was interesting. You know, take note of that, recruiters, when you're approaching certain candidates. Maybe it's not about helping them, it's not all about recruiting a particular person, but maybe just recruiting people in their network. Because based on one person's comment on the panel, they are more willing to work with a recruiter if it means that they could help their friends or their connections. I thought that was really interesting. One person said that depending on who the recruiter was connected to would determine how quickly or if at all they would respond. So I thought that was interesting. Another question that was asked, what can recruiters do to get a response from candidates? Well, one candidate said that he would respond to a message if it was personalized to them and not just a generic message that a recruiter was sending out to everybody. He wanted to feel like you were talking to him and not just a bunch of people at the same time. So that was very, very interesting looking at the faces of the recruiters in the room when he said that. another person on the panel said, if the person thinks that the recruiter can help one of their friends find work, they will most likely respond. And I started, that was like the second or third time that came up during the panel discussion, that these highly sought after candidates are more willing to talk to a recruiter and work with a recruiter if they felt that this recruiter could not only help them, or maybe not help them at all, but could help people in their network. So that came up more than once, I think three times during the panel. Another candidate said in response to how to get candidates to respond to recruiters, someone else responded that they were more likely to return a call if they met the recruiter in real life. And he cited, for example, a hackathon. So if a recruiter was at a hackathon event and they met and chatted for a few minutes, give or take, then that candidate would most likely return their call if that recruiter were to reach out to them later. So that's a good mental note to write down in your head to attend hackathons or events like them. Another candidate said on the panel that he never answers block calls, and most of the people on the panel sort of nodded in agreement that they wouldn't answer block calls either. But if they were to answer a block call, that the first few seconds would be crucial in helping them determine whether or not they would stay on the line or politely hang up, or just hang up regardless. Some of that were kind of hardcore, I think. And when recruiters contacted them at work, they said they typically just let the message go to voicemail, and then they would just sort of screen the voicemail and decide whether or not they would call that recruiter back or not. So that was an interesting note that I have here in my notes here. Another question that was asked... Yes, I can read my own handwriting. Let's see. Yes. What are some of the biggest pet peeves when it comes to engaging with recruiters? Yeah, that was the question. And someone answered that the biggest pet peeve, and I remember this person being very passionate about his response. He said his biggest pet peeve is recruiters who have not done their homework on them. And when he said that, a lot of the other candidates started nodding their head in agreement too, because it seemed that they were quite fatigued with recruiters spotting keywords on their resume and then just blindly reaching out to them without first taking the time to understand what it is they actually do and if the keywords on their resume were actually relevant to the job that the recruiter was contacting them about. So pretty much a consensus there. They also, another consensus, if I remember correctly, was that the candidates appreciated recruiters who really knew their industry. A little bit of banter between the candidates happened when they said how they really would appreciate recruiters who understood their industry, because so many of the recruiters that contacted them did not know the industry. And one person went as far as saying they would appreciate it if a recruiter approached them and said, "Hey, I'm a recruiter, but I'm new to the industry, and I want to know what's going on. Can I buy you a cup of coffee, and can we just chat for a few minutes so I can get a good lay of the land?" All of the candidates, I think all the candidates, I don't remember anyone nodding in the negative. Most of the candidates nodded their head like yes, they would appreciate that approach, because they saw it as a common courtesy, and they saw it as something that will be really appreciated, because so many recruiters call them who obviously do not know the industry and do not have a good understanding of what they do. They just reach out to them because they see certain keywords on their resume. And another big pet peeve that these candidates had was after they have spoken with a recruiter, and a recruiter gives them a real hard sales pitch and gets them all hot and bothered about this opportunity, and then the candidate sends in their resume, and they're just waiting to hear back, and they're waiting to hear back, and they're waiting to hear back, and they're waiting to hear back, and they hear nothing. They got a lot of hints to nod too, you know. And they were saying how much they hate it where yesterday they were just wonderful and they were the best thing ever. And then the next day you can't even return a phone call. You can't even return an email to let me know what the status is on what's going on. Across the board, everybody on stage hated that. So that's just an FYI, Mr. or Miss Recruiter. Do your follow-ups, because that is very much appreciated. And remember, if you burn one particular candidate, you're not only burning them, but everyone that they could refer to you. So keep that in mind as well. Another question that was asked is, how do you feel about the way recruiters find your information online? And that question was very irrelevant, because prior to that panel discussion, someone gave a demonstration on how to find information on Google, and they did things that were pretty cool to watch. A little creepy for some people, like how to tap into webcams, for example, which creeps some people out. And then they showed other kind of Google tricks that you had to be there to see. I don't want to go through all that, but the panel discussion happened right after that. So after just seeing a demonstration of how someone would really search through Google well beyond Boolean search to find information on people, the question was asked, hey, how do you feel about the things that recruiters or sourcers, the things we do to find information online? Now, some candidates on the stage, this was kind of split. Some candidates like what sources were doing to find their information, because they felt that it made them more educated, and they're going to go to the trouble of looking up all the information on them, then they are more than likely not going to call them with irrelevant job opportunities. That makes sense, what I said? Hopefully it does. I feel like I'm rambling. But the candidate says, if you're doing your homework on me, that is good. That shows that you really want to recruit me, but also that you are taking the time to understand the skills that I bring to the table, so you're not going to bring me opportunities that are not relevant to me. So some people, some candidates on the panel, they appreciated that. The others, well, they were kind of creeped out. So it was kind of split. I couldn't really say if it was a generational thing, because the people who were sort of split on it, they both seem to be in the millennial generation. So I don't think it was a generational thing, just something I picked up. I also noticed that, something else that was said too that was pretty interesting, which I thought was kind of funny, the way some of the recruiters in the room were reacting. Some of the candidates said that when recruiters reach out to them and do their research on them, the candidates, before they call them back or email them back if they decide to do that, is that they would go on LinkedIn and do a Google search on that particular recruiter to see if that recruiter is worth their time before returning their call or replying to their email. So what's good for the goose is good for the gander, as they say. So something else to keep in mind, recruiters. I know that we as recruiters might disqualify someone because of the information we find out about them online. But keep in mind that some of these candidates that are pretty savvy out there, and they are doing the same thing to us. So make sure your LinkedIn profile and other information about yourself is something that wouldn't turn off a candidate from returning your call, right? There was another question, too, that was asked. Someone said, a recruiter asked the candidates, do you treat in-house recruiters differently than agency recruiters? And one answer was that they felt, the candidates felt turned off when a recruiter does not mention the company they represent. They said that they value highly transparency. And if you want me to trust you as a recruiter, that you will represent me well to your client, then you have to reveal to me who that particular client is so that I know it's worth my time, because chances are, this one particular candidate said, if you were to approach me and you mention the company name, then he can say, well, I don't want to work there because I've worked with someone over there before, so I don't want to go there again. I know the VP over there, and it wouldn't work out, that kind of thing. So the candidates on the stage were of the mind that, let me know who the company is that you're representing, and if you do that, it'll go smoothly for all concerned. You know, and if you don't reveal who the company is, I'm going to be a little hesitant in working with you. At least those were the people on the stage were saying. So thought that was kind of interesting. My final big takeaway from everything, and I could have written more notes, but I didn't write down everything. One big takeaway, or rather the final takeaway that I have in my notes here, is that the most consistent complaint from across the board of all the candidates on the stage was that they wanted to feel like they were not a number. They felt that too many recruiters treat them like numbers, like bits of data, and they don't give them the common courtesy of a follow-up message, don't give them the common courtesy of knowing who they are as a person. It was more like they felt like they were in a I don't know what the joke was. They felt like they were in a bar, and they were just getting bad pickup lines. And if by some chance a bad pickup line got their attention and they wanted to know more, then the recruiter walked away or didn't follow up or didn't engage them. And so they felt like, oh, you just used me and threw me away, the kind of thing. So the big thing is the candidates, they want to be consistently engaged. You know, call them back. And if the interest is not there on behalf of the client, if the interest is not there, then just let them know. You know, someone else has said on the stage too that when they have an interview pending, they would appreciate a recruiter let them know all they can about whom they are meeting with. You know, so they can be better prepared. If the candidate gets, you know, assurance from the recruiter and intelligence on interviewers, like, okay, you have this person in the room and they're going to ask about X, and this other person in the room, his name is this, and he's going to ask you about Y. You know. If they go into the interview having all that kind of information and they will develop a good feeling about you as a recruiter and about the company overall. And that being the case, chances are they will work with you again. However, across the board, they all hated it when they're scheduled for an interview and recruiter says, okay, there's your interview. Good luck. Call me when it's over, kind of thing. They hated that across the board. So, like I said, the panel discussion was just an hour. It could have gone on for 2 hours. Very engrossing. Good job there, Glenn, on that. Well, this concludes this episode of It's All Recruiting. If you like what you heard, love what you heard, or hate what you heard, I want to hear from you. Reach out to me on Twitter. I'm at Jim Stroud. You can also reach out to me on LinkedIn. There are links in the podcast description. Also, if you appreciate the music that was being played today, it was done by the group Blue Dolly, featuring a friend of mine, Mark Torricci, who is a recruiter by day but rocker by night. So rock on, Mark. Rock on, Blue Dolly. Thanks for letting me use some of your music here. All right, guys, until next time, this is Jim Stroud. Out!